Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
I want to go ahead and get right into this message here. And I want to just remind you of what God had laid on my heart just a few, last week, in fact. As we see the day approaching, I shared with you last Sunday morning how the Lord was dealing with me throughout last week, going into Friday morning, and how He continued to prompt me by putting six words that are in the Scriptures. He kept putting those six words on my heart, and those six words are, as we see the day approaching, as we see the day approaching. And after praying, feeling led by the Lord, I felt like it was the Lord leading me to share with you some messages on some things that the Lord expects us to do as we see the day approaching. Those six words that I share with you as we see the day approaching are found in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Your homework last week, you remember you were supposed to have gone home and read the whole chapter of Hebrews chapter 10, keep it in the context there. But around verse 25, the writer of Hebrews is encouraging the believers there, because there is a call for them to persevere because of some of the trials and troubles and the persecution that they're going through during that time in many different ways. I don't have time to share all of that right now, but in Hebrews 10:25, where we find those six words, as we see the day approaching, let me just read to you that verse again, because that's the basis. The writer says there to God's people, "Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing." In other words, as the times get darker, as the culture grows darker, as persecution comes on Christians, as the culture becomes more and more antichrist, make sure that you do not give up on meeting together. Church needs to be a priority in your life. This is what he's telling them. You need to make sure that you do not give up on meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. But let us encourage one another, and all the more, here we go, as you see the day approaching. Well, when you're doing Bible study, let me give you a good tip in Bible study. Answer the questions when you're reading the Scriptures: who, what, when, where, how. And one of the questions we can ask here when we read this one verse, as we see the day approaching, we can ask the question, what day is he referring to? What day is he referring to? And that day is the day of the Lord's return. How many of you know that Jesus is going to return? Jesus is coming back. That's what I want to talk to you about today a little bit here in a minute. But as we see the day approaching, when Jesus will come back, we should come to church faithfully, because we need each other. We need to come to church faithfully because we need each other. There's a lot of reasons why we come to church, and we've already been through some of that this morning. Praising the Lord, edifying one another, praying for one another, to hear the preaching of the Word of God. But one of the main reasons why we come to church is to encourage one another. We should come to church. I shared with you last Sunday, just to recap, that we should be eager to encourage one another. As the great D.L. Moody would say, encourage one another, because encouragement helps us to grow, and it also helps us to glow. Encouragement will help you to grow, and encouragement will help you to glow. How many of you want to grow in the Lord and glow for the Lord? That's why we need to encourage one another. We should come to church eager to encourage one another onward in Christ Jesus. As the Bible says, we should come to church eager to encourage one another to stay true to Jesus Christ. Don't let the things of this world and the cares of this world pull you away from Christ. Be encouraged to stay true to Christ. And you think about the world that we live in right now, so discouraging. Church should be at least, it should be the one place that we come and leave encouraged. When we should come in and we should go out different than what we came in like. We should go out encouraged. That's why last Sunday I felt like the Lord was telling us, as we see the day approaching, we need to stay encouraged. Look to your neighbor and say, stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. We need to encourage one another. And this morning, in this message here, as we see the day approaching, let us stay ready. Let us stay ready for the Lord's return. Listen, we must be ready and we must stay ready for the coming of Christ, because that day is soon coming. His return is imminent. That means it is coming. It's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. In Hebrews, just a few verses before you get to Hebrews 10:25, the writer refers to the return of Jesus Christ. And listen to what he says in Hebrews 9:27-28. Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. Here we go. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin like he did on the cross, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. To bring salvations for those that are waiting for him, those that are ready for him. If you were to keep right on going into Hebrews and go past verse 25, you would read again, referring to the return of the Lord. The writer in Hebrews says this right here: for in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and not delay. He who is coming will come and will not delay. The writer here, just stay with me, the writer of Hebrews, he reminds the church, you and me, that as we face all kinds of trials and troubles in this world, we need to stay ready for that day. No matter what you're going through right now, you need to stay ready for that day. Listen, as all the things that try to pull us away and distract us, no matter what we walk through, we have to stay ready for the day when Jesus comes back, the return of Christ. And the reason why? Because in just a very little while, this event is going to happen. I'm not up here preaching to you some kind of fairy tale. Do you believe that, preacher? Yes, I believe the word of God. It's going to be, this event is going to be a reality. So that's why the church needs to stay ready for this return of Jesus Christ. Stay ready. Get ready and stay ready. If you think about it, that word ready, it means to be prepared for an event. And we're always working toward preparing for an event. I mean, you got up this morning and you were ready. You got ready to come to church. Thank the Lord. I didn't see anybody walk in with pajamas on, but if you did, God bless you. Thank God you're here. I heard somebody say something about Walmart. Listen, you're always getting ready. You're getting ready for church. You're getting ready for lunch this afternoon. You're getting ready for work tomorrow. Some of the kids and the teachers are getting ready for school to start back. I heard that. Be quiet. And I met with a couple this week that I'm getting ready to officiate their wedding. They're getting ready to get married, and somebody's getting ready to spend some money. And we're always getting ready for something. But listen to me. Please hear my heart this morning as your pastor. The greatest event that you will ever get ready for is the return of Jesus Christ. That's the greatest event you will ever get ready for. And the Lord wants to just remind us this morning and also make us aware. Are you ready? As we see the day approaching, are you ready? Get ready and stay ready. Stay ready. God's word encourages us to get ready and to stay ready for that day. In fact, you got homework this afternoon, this week. In Matthew's gospel, in Matthew 24, every Christian needs to have read through Matthew. Listen, Matthew 24 and Matthew 25. You need to read it. You need to know it. Because it's talking about the signs of the end times. It's talking about the return of Jesus Christ. And you need to know it. Matthew 24, Matthew 25. So read that this week, because in Matthew's gospel, in chapter 24, verse 44, listen to what Jesus said. He's speaking to his followers, his people, and he's reminding them about his return and the signs that will come. And he said to them, in Jeff Dale's version, he said, get ready and stay ready. But this is what the word of God says. Jesus said, so you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Let me read what Jesus said again. He says, so you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Jesus is encouraging you, his followers, me, his follower, to be ready and to stay ready for his return. As we see the day approaching, we need to stay ready, because that day will happen. That day will happen. Jesus said in verse 44, the Son of Man, referring to himself, will come. Now, in the last days, as we see the day approaching, there'll be many people who will not be ready, and they won't stay ready. There'll be people who will not stay ready. In fact, Peter tells us that in the last days, that as we see these things happening, as we see the day approaching, that he tells us that many are going to be there and they're going to scoff at the return of Christ. That word scoff, it means they're going to, the people who don't believe it, they're going to laugh at it. They're going to mock at it. They're going to laugh that they think, you actually believe that there's going to be an event and Jesus is going to come and he's going to return? And they're going to scoff at it. In fact, part of that word means to ridicule you because of what you believe. And it also means, as they scoff, they not only ridicule you for what you believe, but they try to force onto you what they believe. And we're going to encounter that, and already encountering that now. And Peter says that in the last days, scoffers will come scoffing and following their own evil desires. And they will say this right here. Where is this coming that he promised? Where is this coming of the Christ that he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But if you were to go on and keep reading there, you'll see that the Lord is not slow in keeping his promises. A day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day. It's his will that no man should perish, but everyone come unto repentance. He wants everyone to be saved. He's going to fulfill his promise. Amen. And despite what the last day scoffers say, the return of Christ is going to happen. And the reason why is because Jesus, he said it was going to happen. He said it was going to happen. In Revelation 22:20, Jesus said, yes, I am coming, and I'm coming soon. In Acts chapter 1, when Jesus had died on the cross, he had been buried, he had been resurrected, He was ascending back up into heaven, and his followers were there, and they're watching him as he ascends back up into the heavens. And the angel says to those that are watching, men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. He went up into the sky, taken from you into the heavens, and he will come back. John, the beloved disciple in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 through 8, listen to what he said. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. So be it, Lord. And then in verse 8, Jesus begins to speak, and he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Stay ready. Get ready and stay ready. Church, stay ready. That's what motivated the early church. They had this day. They had this day on their heart. They had this day on their mind. Yes, they lived their life to the their culture that they were in grew more and more antichrist. As the culture grew darker and more antichrist, the church stayed ready. They stayed ready despite the challenges, despite the battles, despite the situations. They stayed ready. They kept enduring to the end. They kept holding on to their faith in God. They kept fighting the good fight. They kept running the race set before them. They never gave up. They stayed ready for that day. You know why they stayed ready for that day? Because they knew Jesus was coming back and this world was not their home. Listen to me, church. As our culture grows darker and more antichrist, we need to make sure we stay ready. Because Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. You can take it to the bank. He's coming back, and he's going to take us to a place that he has prepared for us that is far better. And that place he has prepared is the place called heaven. That place is far better because there'll be no more sin. There'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more suffering. There'll be no more death. There'll be no more tragedies. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more brokenness. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more tears. There'll be no more trials. There'll be no more troubles. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Jesus is coming back. And we're going to live forever. We're going to live forever. We're going to live forever through eternity. We're going to be reunited with our loved ones. My God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we're going to be with the Lord forever. Stay ready. Our hope is not in this world. It's not in what you're going through today. Your battles don't define you. Your past don't define you. Whatever it is you're going through, it doesn't define you. It's not who you are. And I know the battles are real. Believe me, I know. I know. There's pain. There's brokenness. There's battles in your life. But just hold on to Jesus. Hold on to your hope in Jesus Christ. And stay ready. Stay ready. Because he's coming back. And he's taking us to a place that is far better. I hope you have an expectancy, and I hope you have an excitement about that, because I'm ready. Hallelujah. In fact, my prayer is, come, Lord Jesus, come, come. Come quickly, Lord. I pray, come down. Come down now and snatch us up out of here. And that would be the rapture of the church. And you know, a lot of people don't believe in the rapture. A lot of people don't believe in it. There's not a lot of preaching on the rapture. In fact, I was going back through my study last night, and I like to look at other commentary on things, and you got to be careful when you're looking at commentary. You better watch out. Make sure you go. Let the Bible commentate for itself. Listen to this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul says this right here. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven. The one that they saw ascend up to heaven, he's going to come down from heaven with a loud command. Some translations say a loud shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And after that, we who are still alive and who are left will be called up, hallelujah, will be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever, 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 forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words, hallelujah. We're going to be with our loved ones. We're going to be with them in heaven and with Jesus forever and ever. As we see the day approaching, get ready and stay ready, because Jesus will come back and he's going to rapture us out of this world. Hey, it could be today. It could be while we're in this service. It could be while you're at lunch today. It could be while you're sleeping tonight. It could be while you're at work tomorrow. So be ready and stay ready. Now, when I think about my family, some of my family, you think about your family and friends that are not saved. Think about, because what's sad is that they're going to be left behind. I'm preaching to you the Word of God. Your family that is not ready, they're going to be left behind to face the great tribulation. If you read your homework this week, you'll find out that Jesus said there'll be two men out working in the field, and one will be taken up and the other left behind. There'll be two women at the mill working, grinding grain. One's going to be taken up, one's going to be left behind. If you read over in Matthew 25, he gives you the parable of the 10 virgins. Five of them are going to go in with the bridegroom and be gone, and the other five are going to be left behind. It's sad to think that we're going to have people that we love and we care about that are going to be left behind in total chaos. And what's even sadder is that people who never get ready and never stay ready will spend eternity separated from the presence of God in a place called hell. As we see the day approaching, be ready and stay ready. Be ready and stay ready, because this day will happen. It's not, Jesus said it will happen, not it might happen or it could happen or we hope it happens. This day is going to happen. So you need to be ready and stay ready for the coming of the Lord. Stay ready, because the day is unknown and unexpected. Jesus said in Matthew 24, he said, "No one knows the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." There's been a lot of people over time that have tried to predict when Jesus is coming back. I've heard some stuff even in our lifetime. Y'all remember Y2K? A lot of people were talking about this was going to be it. Everything was going to crash. Jesus is coming back. The truth is, no one knows the day the Lord will come back. But he said there will be signs that will indicate his return. You read about those signs in Matthew 24. He says, in fact, those signs are going to increase. It's like birth pains. The lady is expecting a child, and the more she goes further along in her term of her pregnancy, the birth pains become more and more until she delivers the baby. There's been a lot of birth pains over our history and over our time. But wouldn't you say right now, I mean, they're more frequent. The signs are there. Look at the prophetic things that are already taking place that we see with our own eyes right here in our very own culture. And the signs are happening. And Jesus says that those signs are going to be like what it was even in Noah's day. Well, what were the signs in Noah's day? Well, people were going about and they were eating and drinking and they were marrying. Really nothing wrong with them having that kind of life, just enjoying life. But they were so involved with those things that they were unaware of the signs around them. People in Noah's day were partying. People were pursuing worldly things and participating in evil works. People during that time were so violent. People were mocking God. People, listen to me, one of the signs of the last days, people will be unaware of that day. They'll be so caught up in the things of this world. They'll be so caught up in their own little whirlwind of things that they're going to miss the signs. They're going to be unaware. And then there's going to be some that are going to willfully just ignore the signs. Pete, listen, even lost people will tell you right now, man, there's some junk going on out there. I don't know what it is. But you know what? They see the signs, but they ignore it. These people in Noah's day, they were not able to escape the judgment of God, which came by flood, because they were not ready. And there'll be people in these last days who will not escape the judgment of God when he returns because they're not ready. People who will not be ready because they refuse to repent of their sins and put their faith in Jesus Christ for forgiveness. People will not be ready when Jesus comes back because they're going to reject the Son of God. They're going to willfully reject the offer of salvation. People are going to not be ready. They're not going to be ready because when he returns, they're going to be lovers of sin and self instead of lovers of God. People will not be ready when Jesus returns because they're going to be too busy pursuing the things of this world. And Jesus said, what profit a man if he gains the whole world yet loses his soul? Listen, you're either ready or you're not ready. You're either ready or you're not ready. You're either on your way to heaven or you're not. And the question this morning is, which one are you? Which one are you? Are you ready? Are you staying ready for the return of Christ? Jesus said, be ready, stay ready, because the day and hour are unknown. We have no idea when that day will be. We have no idea when that hour would be. But I can promise you this, according to the word of God, that on his divine calendar, there is a day the Father knows that his Son Jesus will come back. He will return. It's going to happen when least expected. When least expected. Be ready and stay ready. As we see the day approach, and stay ready, because it could be today. You need to stay ready also because that day should encourage us. We should be encouraged. When we think about that day when Jesus is going to come and we're going to leave this place, we should be encouraged to live every day like Jesus is coming back. Come on, live every day. This could be today. Wake up in the morning and say, this could be today. Listen, I want to encourage you. Be encouraged to live your life. God has given you this life on this earth. Be encouraged to walk in his will. Be encouraged to glorify him with your life. Be encouraged to go to college. Be encouraged to go get that job, to go after a new job. Be encouraged to save up for your retirement. Be encouraged to do all those things. But as you're encouraged to do all those things, make sure you stay ready with this on your heart and this on your mind, that today could be the day Jesus comes back. Hallelujah. Man, I was just meditating on that yesterday, and when you start to think about that, friend, faith will rise up, and it's like, God, I feel like we can conquer the world, because it don't matter what's going to happen, no matter if we fall down, if we fail, if we slip, I'm just going to get back up. I'm going to stay ready. I'm going to stay with my eyes on you, Lord, because I know this is not my home. There's something far better. Hallelujah. Stay ready. Be encouraged to live holy lives. He even mentions that here. Stay ready. Live a holy life. You can't stay ready and dabble in the world at the same time. Come on. You got to get out of that world stuff and get in with the Lord and live a holy life, pleasing unto the Lord. Oh, it got quiet quick. We should be encouraged to walk in love. We should be, because as we see the day approaching, we should be encouraged to do good works. We should be encouraged to share the gospel. We should be encouraged to fight the good fight. We should be encouraged to run the race set before us. We need to be encouraged to stay ready. Stay ready. And if you're not ready, that day that is approaching should encourage you to repent of your sin and receive Jesus Christ by faith right now. Jesus said in Mark 1, he says, I say to you, the time has come that the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Believe the good news. Listen to me, please, church, if you guys want to come, brother. Jesus could come back at any time. You believe that, preacher? Yes. I'm praying for it. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord, help us. Come to snatch us up out of here. It's going to happen. It could happen today. And I know what some people are thinking right now. You know what? I'll, I'll, I hear you, preacher. But you know what? I just want to kind of, and I listen, I'm telling you right now, I've had this conversation on the phone with somebody this week. I just don't feel like I'm ready. I'll do something a little bit later. How many of you know there may not be a later? I mean, listen to me. I know people deal with a lot of stuff, but if there's any church that ought to know that later may not come, it ought to be this church. Later may not come. Today is the day of salvation. Today, not later, not later. And the question is, are you ready to meet Jesus today? Are you ready to meet Jesus today? I came across this quote, and it's by a great Christian theologian, historian, years and years ago, named Thomas A. Kempis. Some of you may have heard of him, but I don't know why. When I read this quote here, it just kind of hits you at the heart. Listen to what he says. Always be ready. Always live in such a way that death can never find you unprepared. Always be ready. Live in such a way that death can never find you unprepared. I'm saying to you this morning, church, something that the Lord's put on my heart. Stay ready. Be ready. Be ready. Stay ready. Whatever the enemy tries to do to pull you away from the Lord, whatever circumstances you have to walk through in your life that will shake the foundation of your faith, stay ready. Stay ready. Because Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. He is coming. There's going to be a day when he's going to come and we're going to be snatched up out of here and we're going to a place that is far better. And I cannot wait to be able to see Jesus and be with him forever and ever and to be with loved ones who have died in the Lord. Stay ready. Stay ready. And the only way you can get ready is by faith in Jesus Christ alone. You can't earn anything and gain credit with God. Let me go ahead and kick that right out the door. That narrative needs to be kicked out the door. You can't, well, I come to church, I didn't miss a Sunday for 20 years. It don't matter. Well, I gave to that missions offering. It don't matter. But I do good works in the community. It don't matter. The only way you can be ready and stay ready is in faith in Jesus Christ alone. The Bible says that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. In fact, we have broken God's law. God's law. God's law in his word. The Bible says it's a schoolmaster to show us how sinful we are and to take us to Christ. We need to know that we're sinners and we need a Savior. There's no way that you can do anything to earn salvation or forgiveness of sin. Jesus is the one. He came to this earth. He died on the cross for you and me. He was virgin born. No sinful nature. He lived a perfect sinless life. He went to a cross for you and me. He bore our sins on that cross, the sins of the world. He died in our place, our substitute. He was buried, and on the third day, he rose from the dead. He conquered death. He conquered death. He conquered the grave. And as I read to you earlier, he ascended back up into heaven. And the Bible tells us that there's going to be a day. And as the song goes, oh, what a glorious day. And he's going to come back again. He's going to come back again. And God, I want this church to be ready. I want us to stay ready as we see that day, as we see that day approaching. Stay ready. I want everybody here to bow your head, close your eyes, every single one of you, please, and every Christian be praying. Every Christian pray. Just bow your head, close your eyes. And friend, if you've walked in here today and you're not certain that you're ready, but you want to be ready because you don't want to be left behind, you don't want to deal with the chaos, the tribulation that will come, and you want to make a decision today to receive Christ, you want to repent of your sins, you want to by faith ask Christ into your life to forgive you of your sins, you want to make him Lord of your life, Savior of your life, nobody looking around, this is about you and your soul and your eternity, and you want to be certain, you don't want to hope so or think so, you want to know so that you are ready and on your way to heaven, saved. I want you to do me a favor so I can know how to pray. Just be bold enough right now. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Don't be ashamed right now. Go have boldness. If you need to make that your prayer to receive Christ today, I want you to lift your hand where I can see it right now. God bless you. Hold it up. Don't be ashamed. There's one. Is there any others? God bless you. God bless you, ma'am. Is there any others? Any others? Be brave enough and bold enough to say, that's me. I need to be sure today that I am ready. Father, I pray right now for those that have made a decision for you, Christ. I thank you, God, for those that have, obedient to you, God. And I pray that those ones that lifted their hands, they would make this their prayer right now. Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I thank you that you've come to save me. You died on the cross in my place, buried and rose again on the third day. And I believe, I confess with my mouth, Jesus, you are Lord, and I put my faith in you for the forgiveness of my sins. And I ask you now just to lead me and guide me in my life, and I would follow you. Lord, thank you for saving my soul. Thank you that heaven is in my future. I repent now, and I receive you into my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul, and I give you the praise in Jesus' name.